So with the Italian economy, that's how we say it here in Texas. It'd be the Italian.
The Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Italian economy. All right, well, excuse me. Go to a diner and ask the waitress to list the salad dressings, okay?
Okay.
We got ranch,
I'm
we
not
got Thousand
you.
Islands, and
I'm
we got Italian.
Well.
Does they have French?
Yeah, French.
I don't know if I go to the same kind of diners that you
could
do,
well
Scott.
Be, though. That's it. Yeah, with the Italian economy in its fourth recession in the last 10 years and unemployment soaring, a supermarket has come to be the novel way of hiring. Customers who spend more than $40 will receive a lottery ticket, and the grand prize winners will receive temporary part-time assistant jobs.
Wow.
It's a lottery to get a job.
Brilliant.
That's, of course, that wouldn't work in U.S. America.
It's going to be a good day.
Because then they'd have to go to work.
True.
They wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Great time together. We got a lot of info.
Not when the U.S. government cash drawers open.
No, of course not. There's stimulus for that
problem.
That's
right. I can sit on my butt and watch my 68-inch TV, and I don't have to work. Why should I actually work? No.
Apparently, we took a bitter pill this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to make some coffee.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:16. News Talk 1620 WTAW. And, you know, we were just talking about this the other day because Kat didn't know who it was. Well,
what, 43? Are you talking about 43?
No, we're talking about AFL-CIO.
Because,
I mean, I believe Mr. Downs went through the office and was shocked to find out that, you know, most people under the age of 35 didn't even know what AFL-CIO
was.
No,
that is not true.
What?
Were you even standing around when he did his survey?
He came in and reported it to you.
Well, he must have reported it contrary to the truth.
Ah, okay.
Because what he did was come into the newsroom and he said, "I can't believe you didn't know that." And then I said, "Well, you're right." He said something like, "Everybody knows what that is." And I said, "You're right. I'm wrong." And I guess he thought I was being sarcastic because then everyone that walked by, he would say, "Do you know what the AFL blah, blah, blah is?"
AFL-CIO.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, I know what it is. It's like a union thing. Uh-huh. So just basically every single person he asked knew what it was, except me.
Okay, within that sampling, but I think he must have gone
on
throughout the day.
He kept going.
Yeah. So,
oh, my gosh, what a rascal.
So there you are.
That's a good impersonation.
Yeah, so today is AFL-CIO Day. Today is Repeal Day, the 21st Amendment, which ended Prohibition. A lot of people drank to celebrate that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, drank legally,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they did.
International Ninja Day, and gosh, shouldn't there be one? Yeah.
Watch out, we're going to sneak up on you, Scott.
Yeah, that's it. It's the 20 shopping days till Christmas today, but it doesn't really matter because it's 16 days until the Mayan calendar end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So just take your choice.
So we're going to count that down now. I like that.
Yeah, okay, that's
nice
it.
Nice touch.
Yeah, thanks.
Birthdays! Frankie Muniz is 27 from Malcolm in the Middle.
You know, Frankie.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I mean, I always thought he was just some young little kid.
Yeah, not anymore. And Frankie, yesterday, got a chance to celebrate by suffering a stroke. So
oh, my God.
Go. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep, that's right.
Wow.
He suffered a stroke and was taken to a hospital in Arizona. So,
yikes.
Yeah.
Jessica Parr is 30. She is the secretary on Mad Men.
Uh-huh.
Margaret, the very unfunny Cho,
is
44.
For sure.
I don't find her entertaining at all.
I don't either, no.
I do,
she
however,
Mrs. Swan?
No.
She's a stand-up comedian, sort of. One of my very favorites, Gary Allen's 45 today.
Yeah, he's good.
Country singer. Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls is 47.
Mm-hmm.
Former lead Gitbox player for Garth Brooks, Tyler England, is 49.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Russell is 52. Great they white
named,
singer.
Oh, I thought they
not
named
the Terriers.
Yeah, I was thinking about Terriers, okay. too. No. I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Scott.
Thank you.
Lead singer from Great White.
Uh-huh.
Brian Backer is 56. He played Rat in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Sure.
Morgan Brittany, 61. Remember her from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Messina from Logan's End is 65.
Yeah.
Jose Carreras.
Oh, yeah.
The skinny tenor
uh-huh.
is 66. And Little Richard's 80 years old
wow.
today.
Wow. Been here.
At G. Raleigh?
No, he did Opus Gala 1 year.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I bet you that was something.
Little Richard in the Hilton Ballroom. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it was. go ahead. You can applaud. It's all right. Yeah, I mean, he was a piece of work.
Wow.
And the ever president, always so talented, Andy Kim. Remember him?
No.
Yeah, he's a singer dude.
Andy Kim. What did he play on?
Oh, no. Well, let me see. All right, now you're going to make me Google him. Okay, Andy.
Was he one of those that you saw frequently on Love American Style?
No. Rock Me Gently.
Uh-huh.
And Baby, I Love You. Those
okay.
Those were his two. You remember that?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. His greatest hits, which had three cuts on it, which, yeah. Okay, anyway.
He did track shows and did three songs three times.
Yeah.